about whether Frist truly avoided any conflict. In that case, the HCA stock was accumulated by a family investment partnership started by the senator's late parents and then overseen by his brother, Thomas Frist. The brother served as president of that partnership's management company and was at the same time a top officer of HCA. George Bush said today a spirit of rebuilding taking hold on the Gulf Coast. Bush spoke at a naval air station near New Orleans. After 2 days spent touring hurricane-ravaged areas, it was his eighth trip to the region in the 6 weeks since Hurricane Katrina. The water is gone in New Orleans. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says they finished pumping out the New Orleans metropolitan area. It's been 6 weeks since Katrina and the later boost from Hurricane Rita, and an Army spokesperson says there's a little puddle here and there, but the city is now accessible. At one point, 80% of New Orleans was underwater. Work on rebuilding the city's levees is supposed to be finished by the time the next hurricane season starts next June. Another power outage in downtown Los Angeles today. It affected government buildings, Chinatown, and a number of other areas. This is the third significant power failure in L.A. in recent weeks. This time, about 1,000 customers affected, including City Hall and police headquarters. There were traffic problems as well because the traffic signals were out. Rain and hail making it a little bit more difficult to get relief supplies to parts of Pakistan devastated by Saturday's earthquake. In one large city that's got its first relief convoy, the trucks were mobbed by survivors who fought over the food. U.S. military helicopters are carrying wounded people from the wrecked cities. Meanwhile, there have been more rescues. A 55-year-old woman and her 75-year-old mother were pulled alive from the rubble of an apartment building. The United Nations asking donors to come up with an emergency contribution of $272 million to aid victims of the South Asian earthquake. A U.N. humanitarian official says he's hoping the response will be similar to the quick reaction to last year's tsunami. They say the appeal is for the most immediate relief needs, shelter, food, and water purification, helicopters, and generators. This is Air America Radio News.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the Internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is Internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. 866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term Life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas under form number JNL-SEL-03 and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Radio. Did you all hear me? I don't know if the volume was up. Good evening, Truth Seekers. Molloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for joining us this evening. We have an extremely entertaining program for you tonight, including some pretty riotous sound from the giggling killer who appeared on the Today Show this morning with his cigarette-smoking wife as they were hammering nails into boards and pretending like they were building houses down on the Gulf Coast. We simply have to share those with you. Also, we're going to focus a little bit on what Delphi Corporation is doing to people in Michigan and what the long-term effect, no, not just Michigan, what the long-term effect is going to be. It's kind of scary. I know the bird flu is scary. I know the terrorist attacks by Iraqis against Iraqis. They're involved in a civil war there. I know that's scary. This is pretty scary, too. So stick around. Email from Veronica. She writes, Mike, love your show. I'm a liberal Democrat in the blood-red southern gun and Bible-toting NASCAR state of North Carolina. Believe me, it isn't easy. But the whole NASCAR thing got me thinking. I can see why NASCAR is a southern right-wing kind of sport. After all, if we lined up all the Republican politicians in Washington and smacked all their lobby and company logos that sponsor and own them on their suits, they look very similar to those NASCAR drivers going around in endless circles. I like that. I like that idea, Veronica. Wouldn't that be something, huh? The U2 Rick Santorum thing, boy, did I get sucked in. I should have followed a pretty solid rule that I have. Anything that's on Newsmax.com is a frickin' lie, is a total lie, or it's misinformation or disinformation. And I relaxed my dictum last night and quoted something on Newsmax. Turns out it's horse crap. And that was that U2 was going to do a fundraiser for Rick Santorum. Sandy, who says she's a girl, emailed to me and said, Mike, following is a statement regarding the U2 Santorum matter. However, Sandy writes, I happen to be listening to CNN this afternoon when they also reported the Sunday concert as a Santorum fundraiser in exactly the same words that Newsmax used yesterday. Who, Sandy writes, is writing news at CNN? Darren Kagan? No, but she might as well be. So here it is, statement by Jamie Drummond, who is executive director of DATA, D-A-T-A. That stands for Debt, AIDS, Trade, Africa. That's the Africa advocacy group co-founded by Bono. Here's the statement. Quote, it is not uncommon for politicians from both parties to organize events at all kinds of music concerts. If any such events take place at a U2 concert, it is without the involvement or knowledge of Data, U2, or Bono. U2 concerts are categorically not fundraisers for any politician. They are rock concerts for U2 fans. End quote. And then Sandy writes, so it seems like Rick has access to a luxury box and he's using during the U2 concert for a $1,000 a head fundraiser. That's a little bit different from U2 teaming up with Rick Santorum. Perhaps someone close to Rick misrepresented the situation to Newsmax.com? No. Someone close to Rick Santorum lying? The necrophiliac? Someone on the necrophiliac staff? Here, kids, come and handle your dead brother. Misrepresenting something to Newsmax? Oh, no. Couldn't be. Nah. There's something real bad going on in the American labor, not the labor movement, but tangentially it affects the labor movement, and the labor movement is involved in it. But I know a lot of people's eyes glaze over when I start talking about the labor stuff because only about 9% of American workers are unionized anymore. But this is way, way, way bigger than that. I'm talking about the Delphi Corporation's plans to follow through. They filed for a Chapter 11 bankruptcy, I think, on Saturday past, and they're threatening to follow through on this, and there's some stuff going on here. On the little mini-blog that I write at Air America's website today, I wrote the following. How soon before workers once again take to the streets and forcefully assert their right to a fair wage, fair working conditions, some sort of job security, and after decades of drudge work, the guarantee of a pension and their retirement? It's been a very long time since labor violence erupted in the streets of the United States. Is it time once again for such a revolt? The pay differential between workers and corporate managers has become obscene and continues to grow wider. Workers are treated as liabilities, disposables, useless dupes when the time comes for the company to move to a foreign country, declare bankruptcy, close factories in order to increase profits and please Wall Street, or otherwise say to the worker, piss off. You're no longer needed. Union organizers and unionized workers are insulted, threatened, debased because they seek a better life through honest work. The thugs who control corporate America and the carefully selected and financially supported political machine continue to degrade work, workers, workers' rights, their safety, their families, their hopes, and their futures. The attitude seems to be the forced return to a feudal state, a plantation mentality, indentured servitude. The latest example among dozens is the threat of bankruptcy forced on Delphi Corporation company workers in order to reduce their pay, eliminate their health insurance, blow their retirement to hell, and screw up their futures. Is there a breaking point? Is there a limit to how much degradation U.S. workers would tolerate? Is labor violence in our future as it was in our past? Now, I generally am a pacifist kind of person. I really am. I know sometimes it doesn't sound that way, but I do believe in negotiations. I believe in sitting down and talking. But, of course, negotiating a point of view, whether it's in deciding to go to war or working out an agreement between labor and management, working stuff out in your marriage, negotiation requires both parties, if there are only two parties involved, more if more are involved, to have an open mind and say, okay, what do you got? Okay, here's what I got. You can't do that anymore in this country. We have become... I know some of you don't like me to use the word a fascist state. We are. Let's call it a corporate state so that those of you who don't like the fascist word don't get your bloomers in a wad and, you know, switch stations. We have become a corporatist state. There is no question. If you still question that, you're asleep at the wheel. You really are. You really, really are. In a corporatist state, who makes the decisions? not the little piglets running around inside the U.S. House of Representatives and the larger pigs inside the U.S. Senate. No, 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 no. They don't make the decisions. It appears that way, but that's the smoke and mirrors. That's the funhouse aspect of it. The decisions are made in private meetings in Dick Cheney's office or Tom DeLay's office or Bill Frist's office, where the corporate lobbyists show up and say, okay, energy bill, here's your energy bill. Labor agreement, here's your labor agreement. Environmental protection, here it is. Food and Drug Administration duties, here they are. You see, that's how it works in a corporate state. That's where we are. Now, what are we going to do about it? I'm going to tell you this story about Delphi Corporation when we come back. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
This one thing, sure no mystery. Well, my hungry children, they must be fed. But I don't want your millions, mister. I don't want your diamond ring. All I want is the right to live, mister. Will you give me back?
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
In heating, one thing stands alone.
That would be me, your Carrier furnace.
A Carrier Infinity furnace is the most energy efficient you can buy and can save up to 40% on energy bills versus previous models. Now that's hardworking.
Unlike your alarm clock, how hardworking could anything be with a snooze button?
Whether it's saving up to $1,100 with cool cash, our special financing, or saving on energy bills, the Infinity furnace is one hard worker. Carrier, turn to the experts. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
A little black dress is always in style, except if you have dandruff. Because when you wear black, even a little dandruff shows.
That's why every day, more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue is doctor-recommended for flakes and itch. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Selsun Blue.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell? and were unable to reach a phone. The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
If you're worried about people finding work, you better increase demand. If you're trying to create new jobs, in other words, if one worker can do more work, you got to create the need for more work.
Yeah, okay. Now, here's the deal. Delphi Corporation is the largest auto parts supplier in the world, and it's using the threat of bankruptcy. It has filed. And the closing or downsizing of as many as 25 of its manufacturing plants to take back wages and benefits from its 24,000 UAW employees in the U.S., United Auto Workers. Now, I'm quoting from WS.org, also Chicago Tribune, the Houston Chronicle, a whole bunch of sources here. But anyway, let me go on. This move by Delphi, of course, comes less than a month after the bankruptcy announcements by Northwest Airlines and Delta. And remember what their proposals included? Massive job and wage cuts and the dumping of their pension obligations, right? Think about the people now who are in my age group. Let's say they're your fathers, your mothers, who worked for 30, 35 years in a factory or for a manufacturing company, had a pension plan. They busted their asses. They did this kind of work for all these years, and they've been drawing pension checks maybe for the past couple of years, and guess what? They're now being told, sorry, it's over. This threatened bankruptcy by the Delphi Corporation is being seen now by people in the business community and the labor movement as the beginning of a huge restructuring of U.S. auto industry. Now, that industry has already seen the shredding, the destruction of hundreds of thousands of jobs in the last 25 years. That's where Michael Moore came from. He came from Flint, Michigan. He used to be a factory worker at the GM plant in Flint. Right? That's Michael Moore. And that's, remember his first documentary, Roger and Me. I remember Michael Moore when he was writing a guest column from Flint for Mother Jones magazine, Jesus, back in the what, 70s? Early 80s? And then for a very short period of time, Michael Moore went to, this is when Mother Jones, it probably still is, in San Francisco. He was their managing editor for a while. That didn't work. Michael Moore is not that type. They bailed out. But anyway, I digress. Michael Moore comes from Flint. And that's what inspired him. He watched what General Motors did to Flint, Michigan. Hundreds of thousands of jobs in the last 25 years down the toilet. Where are they? China? Mexico? Someplace in Eastern Europe? Delphi still has about 185,000 workers worldwide. 50,000, less than a third, are in the United States. Now, Delphi says that they have been hit real hard by the declining market share of U.S. automakers. Yeah, and rising fuel prices, which takes us back again to the 70s. U.S. automakers back in the 70s. Remember Jimmy Carter? Jimmy Carter used to beg these bastards, look, you've got to improve the mileage on you. Oh, we can't do that. Oh, Jesus, we can't do that. This is back in the day when new cars sold for what, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000? No, we can't do that, the big three said. We can't improve gas mileage. We can't put catalytic converters on. We can't do anything about the crap and the poison we're dumping in the air. We can't get away from leaded engines that run on. Okay, the Japanese and the Germans and the Swedish and the British did. And what happened to the American auto market? That's right. Remember the reaction to that back in the 80s? Hungry? Eat your Toyota. Remember that bumper sticker? Do you remember that? Or was that the 70s? All of a sudden, the foreign automakers said, what, Detroit can't do that? Well, okay, we will. Any moron, any engineering, not moron, but anyone with an automotive engineering degree knows how to do this and do it very simply. Hence, Toyota, Honda, Mitsubishi, BMW, Volkswagen, you know, the list goes on and on and on and on. Meantime, the American auto, the automakers, the corporation, oh no. America wants these big ass hoggy cars. They get 12 miles a gallon. Yeah! So anyway, the loss of market share by U.S. automakers and the rising fuel prices, that's had a tremendous ripple effect, and it can only get worse. Now, I should mention here that Delphi, whose stocks have been downgraded out of junk status, is also being investigated by the Securities and Exchange Commission and sued by several investor groups for falsifying profit reports. Well, no surprise there. That's what corporate America does now. The most classic example, of course, is Enron, Bush's old buddy, Kenny Boy. This is what American corporations do now. Just like Republicans, they lie. Just like conservatives, they make stuff up. More when we come back. And I hope you stick with me on this tonight. We don't talk about labor issues very much.
Hey, it's Labor Day. Let's talk about the old union, boy.
No. This is much more serious than that. Stick around. I'm Mike Molloy. This is Air America.
This is the Mike Molloy Show on Air America Radio.
Larry King here. You may have heard news about vitamin E lately. If you're like me and you believe in taking vitamin E to protect your health, here's something you should know. There's one vitamin E that's different. It's all natural ester E. Only ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. You get more than protection. You get advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection ester E and ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
If you wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And sometimes ordinary dandruff shampoo just doesn't do enough. That's why, every day, more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Celsin Blue. Celsin Blue is doctor recommended for flakes and edge. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Celsin Blue. Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Coffer. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man
or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family?
In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
We're talking with Paul Daw from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And you're giving away free copies of this thing?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
If jobs are the most important part of one of my jobs, how do we encourage people to hire more people?
It should come as no surprise the moronic statements that come out of this man's mouth where it concerns jobs, as he puts it, or the economy, or anything. I digress. Let me get back to what Delphi Corporation is trying to do. Anyway, they're being investigated by Securities and Exchange Commission and sued by several investor groups for falsifying profit reports, which is what corporations do now. They lie, just like Republicans, just like this filthy, degenerate administration. But anyway, according to a memo released by the United Auto Workers, Delphi executives are demanding as much as a 63% wage cut for production workers. Not 10-20%, folks. 63%, which means that skilled laborers who are making, say, $26.35 an hour, which is a fairly reasonable expectation for a skilled manufacturing worker at Delphi, that $26.35 an hour will be cut to as low as $10 an hour. That's what we pay our babysitter! Skilled workers' wages would fall from $30.77 an hour to $19. And Delphi is also demanding from the workers the elimination of all future cost of living allowances. Inflation kicks in, as it will eventually with this filthy administration. Too bad! You work at Delphi if it survives, and your $10 an hour all of a sudden has the purchasing power of six. Too bad. Delphi wants to eliminate 5 paid holidays, eliminate paid vacations, force workers to pay 27% of their health care costs versus 7% is what they pay currently. They want to cut pensions to less than $1,500 a month from the $3,000 at present. Oh, $3,000, that sounds like a lot of money, doesn't it? Huh? That's 36 grand a year pension. That's for busting your hump for 35 or 40 years working for First General Motors and then Delphi when it was spun out of General Motors. Now, all of these takeaways from the worker would result in a wage and benefits package total of $16 to $18 an hour. That's everything. Whatever health care is left, whatever retirement is left, whatever paid holidays are left, whatever time and a half is left, whatever's left, it would work down to about $16 or $18 an hour. Everything. Right now, it's estimated to be around $65 an hour when you figure all the benefits. Everything. Over the lifetime of a worker. So with the cuts that Delphi is demanding and that General Motors is allowing them to demand could result in a minimum yearly income of 20 grand before taxes, which means that would leave how many of those UAW members unable to afford the very vehicles that are building, they're building. Remember Henry Ford said when he started paying people, what was it, a dollar a day or was it a dollar an hour? A dollar a day, I guess. He said, you know, the workers have got to be, the Nazi sympathizer that he was, you know, he was an utter bastard. He was a capitalist pig. But he did say, didn't he, the workers who produce my Model A or my Model T, whatever the hell it is, have got to be able to afford to buy one themselves. Brilliant. These people want to end that now. Delphi CEO Robert Miller has threatened to trigger the largest industrial bankruptcy in U.S. history unless the UAW members accept these demands and unless General Motors, which gave birth to this bastard company to begin with in 1999, agrees to bail out the company. Now, who is this guy Miller? Who's the CEO? Miller was brought in by Delphi Corporation 3 months ago as what's referred to as a turnaround specialist. This was the pig who, when he was a Chrysler executive, handled that company's 1979-1980 bailout. You know, going to the government hand. This is when, what's his name? Who was the CEO of Chrysler back then? Lee Iacocca. Was it Lee Iacocca? Yeah. So Miller was the executive who handled or set up the terms and conditions of the government bailout. When a lot of people back then were saying, well, wait a minute. You know, this is America, this capitalist society. If General Motors can't handle it, let them go down. Right? Isn't that the way it usually works? Oh, not if you're a huge corporation like GM. The government will step in. This preceded the time when this country became a corporatist state. It was on its way back in the 70s. Miller was also at Bethlehem Steel and another auto parts maker, Federal Mogul, where the companies, those two companies, you remember the Bethlehem Steel thing, they used the bankruptcy courts to escape their pension obligations and to blackmail workers into accepting all sorts of concessions. This is who this bastard is. This filthy, predatory thug, Robert Miller, who is poised to destroy, just like Jeb Bush did when he raped Silverado Savings Alone. This right-wing bastard is poised to order the destruction of how many working-class families in America? From the moment he stepped in, Miller threatened to declare bankruptcy if the United Auto Workers did not accede to his demands for cutbacks. He told the New York Times, well, bankruptcy is nothing but a process. It's an organized way to deal with your issues. You son of a bitch. It's a way to destroy families. Now, I've said before, and so have other people on the progressive left, the most antithetical institution to families is capitalism. It destroys them. Corporatism takes it one step further. The Republican Party that supports this this corporatist idea, who sucks at the teats of these thugs, the Republican Party is the most anti-family organization ever to exist in this country, with the exception of slavery back in the 17th century and 18th century and 19th century. That's how bad it is. Now, just like in the Northwest Airlines and so many of these corporate bankruptcies, also in Delphi, top executives at Delphi, they have negotiated a huge severance package for themselves. The workers can go to hell. According to a filing made with the SEC this past Friday, 21 of the company's top officers are guaranteed 18 months of salary and 18 months of bonuses after they leave the company. You gotta wonder, bonuses for what, you filthy killers, you job destroyers, you dream murderers, you family disruptors? What are you getting bonuses for? Delphi's former CEO of some pig named J.T. Battenberg collected $21 million over the last 5 years before he was forced out because he was no good. This hitman, Miller, was reportedly given a $3 million signing bonus along with a $1.5 million annual salary. And at the same time, Delphi has been shortchanging its pension fund by at least $11 billion. This is what the CEO of Delphi says to General Motors: you're going to have to pick up the $11 billion. You know what General Motors is going to do? They're going to turn around and say to the UAW, guess what, boys? Guess what, girls? Your free ride is over. You want to work on the line for General Motors? Tell you what we're going to do. Your wage and benefit package, it works out to about $65 an hour. It's going down to 18. You don't like it? You people on retirement, on pensions, on paid-up health care? Screw you! It's over. Now, all of this attack on the Delphi workers, on the UAW workers, has been universally praised by Wall Street investors. Oh, they love it. Oh, this is great. This is wonderful. Because workers are nothing more than a liability. They're a cash drain. The only way to make the kinds of profits that corporate America wants is to go back to the plantation mentality, where you get your labor free. All you have to do is make sure the slaves are fed and housed in rat-infested tenements, and it's cool. That's how the country was built. Anytime you hear people say, well, the country was built because of entrepreneurial spirit, I've got one word, and it starts with a B and it ends with a T, and I can't say it on this network. This country's wealth was built on the backs of Africans. It was built on slave labor. It was built on the plantation mentality. Oh, come on. Don't you understand that? On the plantations in the South and the slave mills in the North. Don't you understand that yet, truth seeker?
Penny Boy should invoke his fifth dimension rights.
Rich and Cheney send on money, buddies. This time they went too far.
What do you care about anyway?
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Last week, the Republican Senate made one of the only honorable decisions we've seen from them this term. It voted to ban the cruel, inhumane, or degrading treatment of any military detainee. They were led by Republican John McCain, but a full 90% of senators, Dems, and Republicans voted for the bill. So why did the Senate finally take the right stand? Cynics said it's because senators knew the bill had no future from the beginning. Our compassionate leader, Bush, has promised a veto from the start, but it may also be because reports from international organizations like Human Rights Watch are finally making an impact. In the hardball calculus of Washington, either way, John McCain wins. This allows him to play the good guy against Bush's increasingly indefensible pro-torture position. It's a good stand for a 2008 presidential hopeful, especially a quote-unquote straight-talking maverick. Even liberals love it when McCain talks tough to them. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. important. You can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
10 before the hour. So, yeah, Wall Street, the corporate CEOs, the people who manipulate American financial markets, you know, a lot of people say, well, we live in a free enterprise system. Oh, please stop. Don't be that naive. We do not live in a free enterprise system. We don't live in a system that is governed by the invisible hand. There's no such thing as supply and demand setting costs. Come on! Please don't be that naive. We just had Columbus Day. Please don't be so naive as to believe Columbus discovered America in 1492. You know, don't go there. Don't go there. You're too smart for that. Unless you're a right-winger. Then you're a jackass and you don't know, couldn't find your rear end with both hands. But Wall Street loves this. The investor class, hey, you're going to get rid of 100,000 workers? You're going to cut the bastards? Good! More money for me! John Casilla, who's an analyst at Merrill Lynch, said regarding the Delphi bankruptcy that's coming, he said, this is a sign that the industry, the auto industry, will have to undergo a long-awaited restructuring. Long-awaited by whom? By the worker who's been busting his ass for 35 or 40 years? Or the retiree who has a pension and health care? Are they the ones who've been long-awaiting the restructuring of the auto industry? I don't think so. This thug at Merrill Lynch went on to say, in some ways, the auto industry is the last bastion of the traditional post-war labor movement in the United States. There's really no other industry in the U.S. that has escaped the effects of globalization, and it is finally catching up with Detroit. And you can just see the bastard smacking his lips and rubbing his hands, right? Oh, my God. Now, the UAW is not innocent in this, especially under this thug, Ron Gettelfinger, that they have now. He has managed to bargain away damn near everything. Every time he sits down to negotiate a new contract, he gives half of it away.
Oh, well, I got to keep the jobs.
I don't even want to talk about Gettelfinger. Speaking to the Wall Street Journal, this thug, the Delphi CEO, Miller, the murderer, the hatchet man, said he's going to close or sell off what he calls a substantial segment of the company's 45 factories. Now, what's going to happen with that? Okay, here you and I sit. Neither one of us work for Delphi, do we? Do you work for Delphi? I don't know. Maybe you do. But you may work for a company that has to do somehow with manufacturing in the auto industry. Somehow, some way. If you don't, good for you. Your day's coming. Or has already come. I work in the radio business. There's no telling. There's an old saying in my business. Don't get into radio if you're looking for job security.
Oh, you guys make a lot of money in radio.
No, we don't. A couple of us do. But think about what's going to happen with these plant closings on towns like, again, Flint, Michigan, Saginaw, Michigan, Dayton, Ohio, Rochester, New York, Kokomo, Indiana, Bowling Green, Kentucky. Think about it. What's going to happen? These towns, I can remember being in the South back in the mid-60s and watching families trying to live with both husband and wife working in non-unionized textile mills in the South. your wonderful sheets and pillowcases and blankets and shirts and pants. Of course, all that business is gone now. But these bastards used to tell uneducated white and uneducated black Southerners, well, look, we're going to pay you $3.75 an hour. You don't need no union. You get a union here, we're gone. So they didn't get a union in. Guess what? They're gone. I watched families. I watched little kids. I will never forget watching little kids who, I don't know if their parents smoked or not, but the parents would come home every day covered in lint. There's a kind of dust, lint, that billows around inside a textile mill. And the parents would bring this stuff home on their clothing and their hair, on their skin. And I can remember seeing babies with coughs. Textile industry did it. Every single, think of an industry that has an, oh, okay, computer industry. Oh, that's wonderful. Think of a manufacturing industry that hasn't screwed the workers. Think of these small towns. I can remember being in Wilson, North Carolina, Raleigh, Selma, Alabama. Yeah, not Silver. I was Cullman, Alabama, Roxboro, North Carolina, Salem, Virginia, Augusta, Georgia. And I've seen what happens in these southern towns where nobody could organize a union. Nobody could get the workers together. And the corporations just ripped and pillaged and burned and took. And now they're going after the last bastion. Is that what this bastard calls it? The last bastion of middle-class workforce? The auto industry? How long before auto workers take to the streets with violence?
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
The obituary published last week in the Chicago Tribune sums up the predicament of George W. Bush and his Republican allies. The obit read, Theodore Roosevelt Heller, 88, loving father of Charles Heller, dear brother of the late Sonia Steinberg. Ted was discharged from the U.S. Army during World War II due to service-related injuries, and then forced his way back into the Illinois National Guard, insisting that no one tells him when to serve his country. Graveside services Tuesday, 11 a.m. at Waldheim Jewish Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, please send acerbic letters to Republicans. New polls show that Bush's approval ratings have dropped to just 37%, the lowest of his presidency. Bush is actually running 2 points behind where Herbert Hoover was when the former president was swept from office in 1932. And if that's not enough, we've now got Theodore Roosevelt Heller's obituary confirming that Bush is even in trouble in the afterlife. For more on Bush's declining fortunes, visit thenation.com. I'm John Nichols for Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere.
You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley, military first responders. As the government is thinking about ways to prevent a repeat of the Hurricane Katrina disaster, another proposal is being offered. One military commander is suggesting the creation of an active duty force specifically trained to help the National Guard respond to natural disasters. The proposal hasn't yet been presented to Defense Secretary Rumsfeld or Bush. But a spokesman says it's one of the ideas out there George Bush has asked Congress not long ago to consider whether the active duty military should take a bigger role in responding to big natural disasters and possibly even a leading role. George Bush is back in Washington after a day of focusing on progress in the Gulf states, Bush's eighth trip to the region in the 6 weeks since Hurricane Katrina. It's probably going to take more than saving pennies for a lot of Americans to pay this winter's heating bills. The natural gas industry expects heating costs to be at least 50% higher this winter than last. The American Gas Association says Midwesterners could pay as much as $1,600 to heat their homes if it's especially cold. By comparison, last year people in the Midwest paid an average of $950 during the winter months, about $600 more potentially this winter. Consumer advocate Mark Wolf says we've never seen prices so high and increase so quickly. One positive note, the AGA is saying there should be plenty of fuel this winter, despite those disruptions from Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. More rescues in Pakistan. A 55-year-old woman and her 75-year-old mother pulled alive from the rubble of an apartment building. An army official says the government thinks about 35,000 people died in Saturday's earthquake. Rain and hail, making it harder to get relief supplies to parts of Pakistan. U.S. military helicopters are helping carry wounded people out of the devastated areas. A United Nations medical official says it may take 6 months, but some health authorities are worried that might be too long. UN officials say they are looking into ways to speed up production of a vaccine so they can stockpile it in case bird flu mutates and creates a human pandemic that might kill millions. In Texas, lawyers for former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay going after the Texas District Attorney leading the conspiracy and money laundering case against DeLay. They have subpoenaed prosecutor Ronnie Earle and two associate prosecutors to appear in court to explain their conduct. As conservative groups continue their criticism of Harriet Myers, George Bush and his wife defended the Supreme Court nominee today. They spoke earlier today, Bush insisting that Harriet Myers would never drift to the left like Justice David Souter. And First Lady Laura Bush said she will bring dignity to the U.S. Supreme Court. This is Air America Radio News.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
It's about 7 past the hour. So many things to cover tonight. It appears that a lot of neocons in the news today are about to go down, so to speak. DeLay, Roe, Frist, Cheney. It's almost like Christmas, right? We'll get to the Bush. We'll get to the Bush sound from the Today Show in just a minute here. I don't have too much more to say about the Delphi story. It's just one thing after another. Delta Airlines, you know, they're based here in Atlanta. So those of us who live here in Georgia had a front row seat to Delta's problems. Northwest Airlines, which is what, Minneapolis, Chicago? When we were in Minneapolis, when I was in Minneapolis a couple of weeks ago, you know, that was the news up there. Let me share just a couple of quick emails with you. This is from Sue. Remember Reagan and all those Reagan Democrats who cheered when Ronnie said he would get the government off our backs? Labor is now learning the hard way that the back Reagan was referring to was the back of corporate America. As Reagan was fond of saying, you ain't seen nothing yet. Nope, we ain't. That's from Sue. From Cindy. Cindy writes, I'm listening to your very important show tonight. Thanks for doing it. I remember clearly that during the Reagan years, retirement accounts were changed profoundly. They used to be the sole property of the employee. Reagan changed that. They are now the sole property of the company. And companies can steal the money. Under the old law, if Delphi declared bankruptcy, they couldn't touch those accounts because it didn't belong to them. Stealing those accounts was what bloated the stock market. Poverty of the average guy is what deflated it, with the offshore theft of the rich, too. I'm trying to find the specific law. It's the worst sin Reagan ever committed. He stole our futures. Reagan destroyed America. Yeah, I vaguely remember that. And Dennis says, Mike, don't just focus on the car makers. The oil companies have their greasy fingers in our pockets with their influence on the car industry. Think of the way Standard Oil virtually eliminated mass transit in Southern California. I don't imagine they did it without some major support from Big Auto. That's from Dennis. Yeah, that story is one that is infamous. A story about, you know, why does California not have anything but freeways, right? There is a story there for sure. I guess because of my age and the period of time that I grew up in the United States, stories like this and what I'm seeing happening to the labor movement in this country, the working class in this country, it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. It really is. It's enough to make you sit down and weep. I think of some of Bruce Springsteen's songs and Paul Simon's songs. Those are our contemporaries. If you're between 55 and 65, those are our contemporaries. They grew up in the same era, the same thing. I can remember not so long ago, my friends who still lived in Toledo and Detroit and Cleveland and Akron and Indianapolis and Buffalo. You know, I would call my friends, or I would make trips back up north from the south. And it had all changed. It had become the Rust Belt. It used to be the engine that drove American capitalism, the Midwest, right? It's heartbreaking. To me, it's heartbreaking to see a 68-year-old retired worker, a 70-year-old retired worker, who maybe put in 40 years... What was it back in the 70s? What do they call it? A syndrome that occurs from people working on assembly lines over and over and over and over. What was that called, Kathy? It was sociologists. It had a booming moment where, and it was named after a auto plant in northwest Ohio. What was the something syndrome? Damn. But I think about all the people, kids that I went to elementary and high school with who decided to, get the job security. And while some of us went on to college, some of us joined the military, some of us took off and became insane, others of us went into the factories at age 18 and 19 and 20 and worked their way into the unions and, retired when they were 55. Think about that, 35 years, 37 years working in a factory. With the expectation that what the company was telling you was the truth. And then with all the globalization and restructuring, I think about these people now who are in their 60s and 70s, and they're getting word from company after company, whether it's Bethlehem Steel, or if they had their money tied in savings and loans 15 years ago, or Northwest Airlines, or Delta, or Delphi, or automakers, or whatever the steel, it doesn't make any difference. The miners, it doesn't make any difference. Of course, mining jobs you can't export, can you? And it's just sad. It's just heartbreaking to me. I grew up in a very interesting time, post-World War II America, that's when we decided, well, let's destroy the environment. There was no EPA, there was no protection, there was no nothing. But people did have jobs, and one person in a family, and usually the man, the husband, the father, would work and be able to earn enough in the manufacturing sector, or the farming sector for that matter. Even in the mine, well, not the mines and not the mills, but because they were more of a southern thing, an Appalachian thing. But in the manufacturing sector, the farming sector, especially manufacturing, a husband, a man, could go into a factory, if that's where he wanted to go, and make enough money to support his family, put money aside, take care of an aging grandparent, usually an immigrant from someplace in Western Europe. Put money aside for college for his 2.4 kids. Maybe go in with a couple of his buddies and buy a cabin up on the lake. Right? Huh? Boy, are those days gone. All right, that's enough. Kathy's giving me that look again like, Jesus, are you tripping out again? But the Delphi executives, they're going to be okay. They're going to be okay. Huge severance packages that are immune from the bankruptcy rulings. That's the deal, you see, that's set up between corporate America and the corporate-controlled courts. But think of the people now, it's so hard for me to leave this topic. Think about the people in Dayton, Ohio, and, all those cities, Bowling Green, Kentucky, and Kokomo, Indiana, Flint, Michigan, Saginaw, Jackson. Think of all those families now who are not retired, who are mid-30s, early 40s, who have a couple of kids and a mortgage and two cars, and they're struggling. And they're going to be handed this. And they can't go bankrupt, thanks to the Republicans. All these evil, wicked sons of bitches. It's incredible. It's astonishing. And to you Reagan Democrats, you dumb bastards, do you realize what you did? And to any working class man or woman who votes Republican, I there's a part of me wants to say, listen, sorry to see you have hanged yourself, but die, you dumbass. It's hard for me to do that. It's difficult for me to, but you people who have assisted in putting Republicans in office because you thought they would have something to do with abortion, or they'd stop the queers from marrying, or they would prevent the homosexuals from teaching your little precious child in a public school, or they were going to cut your taxes. Now how do you feel? How are you going to feel when you find yourself homeless? How are you going to feel when you find yourself without a job? Well, by Christ, at least the queers can't get married.
I saw the boss come walking down along the factory line, saying, boys, we have to tighten up our belt. But he didn't look any thinner than he did a year ago, and I wonder just how hungry that man felt. He knows it ain't hard to get along with somebody else's troubles. They don't make him lose any sleep at night. As long as fate is out there busting somebody else.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done.
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait.
Wow, everything's brighter. The room feels more elegant.
That's Philips Halogena at work. Halogena's bright white light lets you focus light for dramatic effects. And because it's dimmable, it's perfect for decorative light fixtures. See what's possible in your home with Philips Halogena. Philips, sense and simplicity. Look for all the Philips Halogena products at the Home Depot.
This is Larry King with something every vitamin C user should know. All vitamin C is not the same. There's a unique form of C, ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites. It's non-acidic, so it's gentle on your stomach. Plus, ester C is quickly absorbed and works for 24 hours. So do what I do. Take Ester C. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester C and Ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our conference. compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. All right, that syndrome I was trying to think of, David emailed in Lordstown syndrome. That's what you're looking for. And DH emailed in Lordstown, Ohio, home of the Chevy Vega. And Rick in Nashville said, I don't remember the name of that assembly line syndrome, but I think it was named after the town of Carpal Tunnel, Ohio. That's funny, Rick. Yeah, it was Lordstown, and you could see the Chevy Vega plant from the Ohio Turnpike. And the first time I ever saw it, I hadn't heard of the Lordstown syndrome, but I was driving from Toledo to York, Pennsylvania, on the Ohio Turnpike, and I went by this thing, and it just seemed like this building went on for like 20 miles. It was just unbelievable, this long. And then when a series of articles came out about the Lordstown syndrome, and they interviewed people, mostly young white males who worked in there. And they were just like they were on, I don't know, Valium. As a matter of fact, I think the company physician would give Valium to the workers just to keep them from going totally insane. And you think about all the people over the years who dealt with that and somehow survived, and they're in their 60s now, and they're drawing a pension, and they've just been told, guess what? Guess what? The auto industry is long overdue for restructuring. All right, should I do some, let's do some phone calls before we move along here. I'm going to, who is that, Kathy? Is that Lisa in Ohio? Okay, Lisa is calling from Ohio. Lisa, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mr. Malloy. I live not far from Lordstown. As a matter of fact, my
father. Oh, really?
Yeah. My father's worked for Delphi for 40 years.
Oh, my.
And my sister has had two jobs in her entire life, McDonald's and Delphi.
And Delphi, yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, my parents don't know what they're going to do. My dad's talking about going out looking for a job.
He still works for them after all these years?
Yeah. Well, he didn't retire. They kept offering all these great plans to get these guys to retire so that they could, you know, keep the younger people on and pay them less.
Right, right.
And he didn't trust, he figured as soon as he retired that the union would, you know, sell out the retirees in order to keep their...
Yeah.
So he wouldn't retire. He's 60
Well, your dad was not far off. Your dad was probably is probably UAW, right?
No.
Always not? Different no. union?
Yeah, that's what the worst part of it is they're doing all the negotiation with the UAW,
mm-hmm.
but the folks at Delphi here are represented by the IUECWA.
Hmm.
So, I mean, people here, from what I can tell, don't even know as much as the UAW folks know.
Is your dad in his 50s, 60s?
My dad just turned 60.
Just turned 60. And he found out about this when? In the past, what, week, month?
On TV. There have been rumors going around for a while that, you know, I'd talked to my sister and my father about it, and everybody was kind of like, well, let's just wait and see what happens before.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they weren't surprised when it happened, but, you know, it kind of took everybody. They weren't surprised, but it kind of took them by surprise.
What had your dad planned on? He planned on a pension, retiring from Delphi?
Eventually, yeah. I mean, he was still there. He's still, you know, he's a young guy. He's only 60.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they bought a camper. He was going to retire eventually. They were going to, you know, travel around and.
Okay, now what?
Well, now he doesn't know.
This is a stupid question. Forgive me. Is he very, very concerned about all this?
Oh God, yeah, my parents are flipping out. They don't know what they're going to do. I mean, I was talking to my dad earlier today, and he's talking about, you know, about going out and looking for a job.
Oh my God.
At 60 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my mother's talking about going back to work because my mother essentially retired.
What about your sister?
My sister's husband has a pretty good job.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, my sister's, you know, it's the same basic thing. She's been working at, you know, Delphi since she was, you know, well, for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
One of the last times that they hired and then didn't lay everybody off right afterwards. And,
well, you know. Your dad and I are in the same generation, and I know he grew up the same way, basically, I did. It sounds like your family is blue-collar, lower middle-class, just like mine was.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the first one to graduate from college.
There you go.
And I can't even find a job.
I know. And you know, when guys your dad and my age grew up, you know, it was honorable work. You know, you weren't looked down on when you worked in the manufacturing sector. Hell, I never knew I was essentially living in a poor family or lower working class family until I got out in the world and found out what everybody else had. Because everybody in my neighborhood, everybody in Toledo, Ohio, in my neighborhood is about the same.
Yeah. Well, listen. I mean, my husband works in the mill now.
Oh, God.
He doesn't work at Delphi. He works somewhere else. But, I mean.
Well, I'm glad you called in, Lisa, and shared that with us. Tell your dad that the talk show host said, keep your chin up, pal, okay?
I will.
All right. You take care.
A thousand new ones, ever new brave brains, a thousand members way over in that Union burying ground, ever new brave brains.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false.
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in the Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read the Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads the Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys the Nation.
Don't waste your money.
No, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading the Nation.
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc helps. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National in Dallas, Texas under form number JNL-SEL-03 and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now. 1-866-492-2500. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908.
Now,
I'm thrilled to be here in the breadbasket of America because it gives me a chance to remind our fellow citizens that we have an advantage here in America. We can feed ourselves.
26 before the hour. We're getting real close to playing some of the Bush cuts from today. I just want to share this with you. This is from N.W. He or she writes, I retired a decade ago from one of the plants that in 1999 became Delphi. What you need to understand is that starting in the 80s, all of these plants began to bleed off all their assets slowly, and those assets were used to set up operations in Mexico, Venezuela, Korea, and even in Japan. That continued slowly till the first Bush was elected, and then it picked up rapidly. With George Herbert Walker's loss in 2000, it slowed once again, but with the second Bush election, it picked up rapidly again, and mainly to China. In those foreign plants, no health or safety issues mattered, no environmental regulations were enforced, workers amounted to little more than slave labor. On the border towns in Mexico, like Matamora, people lived in cardboard houses with raw human and chemical waste flowing down their streets. Many babies were born with extreme birth defects. People in those countries that raise complaints seem to have a way of disappearing forever. Also, what you must understand is that Delphi only wants to go into Chapter 11 on their North American operations, not their foreign assets. Keep in mind, they've been sending all the assets from America to those foreign operations. In the meantime, they've been inflating their stock to suck in more capital, which was also shipped to those foreign assets. That all would be equivalent to you or I going out and getting 30 or 40 credit cards, withdrawing the full amount to the max, putting the cash in a Swiss bank account, and then filing for Chapter 11 and saying, too bad, but my money in that Swiss bank is not part of the deal. You are also right about the current CEO of Delphi. His trademark has been driving companies under. Okay, listen, thanks. Thanks for the emails. And for, not leaving when I talk about labor issues, because it's going to affect everybody. It really is. Bush. He said that he spilled some blood for volunteerism this morning. What happened? Where was he? He was in. He was in the Gulf Coast, working on a Habitat for Humanity house in Louisiana. Yeah, yeah, sure he was. We're making great progress in Washington. We're reminding Americans that the values of the heartland are the values that make this country great.
He looked so manly. I was so impressed. For a second there, I could have sworn I was looking at Jimmy Carter.
He ran into it with Matt Lauer. Good for Matt. Matt Lauer jumped in his case this morning. As the Washington Post says, Matt Lauer... Dan Frumkin, a blogging at the Washington Post, says, it was such a lovely photo op, Bush and his wife joining the volunteers building a house in Louisiana. The perfect backdrop for an upbeat interview live on NBC's Today Show. But then Matt Lauer had to go and pull the curtain back and ask, isn't all this just an empty photo op? Well, it was a lovely photo op, Bush and his wife joining the volunteers down in Louisiana. Now, shortly before Too Stupid to Ride a Bike hurt himself with a hammer, Matt Lauer asked him some questions. Did you see Bush in that was his carpenter drag. That was another one of his drag outfits. That's a village people thingy, right? Where's that tool belt? Here, let me get that. He loves to play dress up. He loves to play dress-up more than Herbert Hoover did, and that's saying something. All right, Matt Lauer, Today's Show, says the following. Mr. President, so much more visibility on your part, President Bush, following Hurricane Rita. He's referring to Bush not being around after Katrina. And as I mentioned, Mr. President, the 8 trips to the region, as compared to what was seen as a slow and inefficient federal response after Katrina, is this one of those situations, sir, where you're trying to get a second chance to make a good first impression?
I do my job as best I can. One of the things that we do is we respond to crises. And
As I told the people, if I didn't respond well enough, we're going to learn the lessons. If there's any mistakes made at the federal level, I, of course, accept responsibility for them.
Yeah.
On the other hand, there's a lot of good that's taking place.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people are working hard. We had chopper drivers pulling people off roofs. We had, you know, people working long hours to save lives. And the story will unfold.
Well, in the first place, it's called a helicopter, you dumb bastard. You know, I'm getting tired of hearing him talk about choppers. It's not a chopper, you cowardly freak. It's a helicopter. And what do you mean we had chopper drivers? He calls them drivers. Not pilots, drivers. We had chopper drivers pulling people off roofs. You had nothing to do with that, Bush. Neither did your FEMA freak. Neither did your Homeland Security Chertoff demon. Those were individual Coast Guard commanders stationed on the Gulf Coast who saw a horrendous situation, responded to it. How dare you, you miserable little freak, take credit for that. Chopper drivers. We had chopper drivers pulling people off roofs. Chopper drivers. No. Lauer goes on. Damn. Lauer goes on. I talked to a prominent Democrat in Louisiana who has said that this type of appearance that you're doing now, while it's great to see you guys rolling up your sleeves and grabbing a hammer and helping with this piece of wall here, that it's a photo op. And they want to see a plan on paper, your plan to rebuild this region. Do you have that kind of a plan?
I don't think Washington ought to dictate to New Orleans how to rebuild. I guess we have a different philosophy from whoever the prominent Democrat was you spoke to. And I recognize there's an attitude in Washington that says, you know, we know better than the local people. That's just not the attitude I have.
Well, clearly you don't know, but you don't know squat. There's an attitude in Washington that says we know better than the local people. That's not the attitude I have? That's not the attitude you have? You miserable little twit? Didn't you suspend Davis Bacon with a stroke of your pen, you miserable liar? Didn't you say with a stroke of your pen that a rule on the books since 1931 guaranteeing that workers in an area where federal money is used for construction have to be paid the prevailing wage? Didn't you eliminate that with a stroke of your pen, you miserable twit liar? That's not the attitude you have? You're a liar, Bush. You're a filthy liar. Didn't you, with a stroke of your pen, eliminate environmental requirements? Didn't you, with a stroke of your pen, eliminate affirmative action requirements for people using federal money? Oh, I see. The citizens of Louisiana determined that, you lying twit. You lying, lying, lying twit. Lauer goes on. Carolyn Maloney, who, as you know, is a Democrat from New York, a congresswoman, said...
Carolyn Maloney, who, as you know, is a Democrat from New York, a congresswoman, said...
You're quoting a lot of Democrats today, man. That's interesting.
She said that we aren't asking the people...
Bianca!
...to pay back the money we're spending there. Why are we asking
Jeffy
the people
Lube.
Of the Gulf Coast, requiring them to pay back this money? How would you respond to
well,
that?
The people of Iraq are paying a heavy price for terrorism. A lot of people are dying, Matt. These people are working hard to establish a democracy, and they're paying a serious price. And, I understand there's a lot of politics. One of the things that I suggested was we keep the politics out of New Orleans and Mississippi as we all work together to rebuild these communities.
Oh, yeah, Bush, like the photo op isn't political? Huh? We all know how much you love to build homes for poor people and stuff, huh? It's not political at all. You and that lard-ass white governor of Mississippi, Haley Baba, nothing that you all do is political, is it?
I just wonder how much they paid the people in the background to keep hammering.
You're quoting a lot of Democrats today, Matt. That's interesting. But it's incredible. I don't know if you know what Lauer's talking about. The state of Louisiana, state of Mississippi, are going to have to pay back everything that is used, federal money. These are tax dollars to begin with. And Lauer says, you know, why don't you ask the people of Iraq to pay back the money we're spending there? Well, the people of Iraq are paying a heavy price for terrorism. A lot of people are dying, Matt, thanks to you, you murderous, giggling freak. Thanks to you! You're killing them! You're killing American soldiers, too, aren't you? You cowardly twit. Oh, this guy just makes me furious. Lauer. So in other words, if someone says to you, okay, you're moving a wall today and it's a photo op, but if that inspires someone else in another community to move a wall and grab a hammer, then that's mission accomplished?
Yeah, I understand there's a lot of politics, and you keep talking about this politician or that politician. I think our job is to elevate this whole process out of normal politics.
Frankly, is that possible, though? I mean, isn't it inevitable that it'll be bogged down in politics?
It depends on who asks the questions, I guess. Oh. I think most Americans aren't interested in this kind of politics. I think most Americans are interested in contributing. And the amazing thing about Katrina and Rita is that there has been a fantastic response by people from all walks of life that have welcomed the neighbors. Brother, what can I do to help you?
Oh, yeah.
Or how can I show you love?
How can I show you love? Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, Bush, gag me with a hammer. Maybe by stopping trying to keep them impoverished and segregated, huh? That's how you can show some love. Stop trying to snuggle up to the African Americans, Bush. No one's buying your concern for them. I saw you today. There you go again, rubbing the head of a little Negro child. What do you get with that, George? Huh? Does that give you some kind of a wish? Isn't that what the plantation owners used to say, you miserable twit? Bring me that little pickaninny over here. Let me rub his head. Let me rub that little boy's head. And then I get, that's the way I keep the haints away from me. That's the way I keep the witches away from me. Bring that little boy over here. Come here, boy. Let me rub your nappy little head here. Come here, boy. Stand over here. Where's your mama? Your mama on the field? Where's your daddy? Oh, I sold your daddy? Damn. You stand by me, little boy. I'm going to build you a house. And you see, this here's my wife. She teaches reading. You know about reading? Do you know what reading is, little Negro boy? You know what that is? Huh? Can you say reading? Okay. Can you say reading? No, sir, but I can say when I grow up, I'm going to whip your ass. I can say that. I'll tell you that right now. Get your damn hand off my little nappy head. What do you think I am? You think I'm one of those little statues out in front of your house with my hand out? Tie your horsey up here. Get your damn hand off my head. And tell the bitch next to you to get her hand off my head, too. I can't stand you people.
I'm a nuclear bomb. Nuclear weapon. Nuclear weapon. Nuclear weapon.
You've lied to us, you frickin' liar. Your party's going to hell in a blazing ball of fire. And you lie. You frickin' liar.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
In heating, one thing stands alone.
That would be me, your Carrier furnace.
A Carrier Infinity furnace is the most energy efficient you can buy and can save up to 40% on energy bills versus previous models. Now that's hardworking.
Unlike your alarm clock, how hardworking could anything be with a snooze button?
Whether it's saving up to $1,100 with cool cash, our special financing, or saving on energy bills, the Infinity furnace is one hard worker. Carrier, turn to the experts. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSEL03, or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
I believe in urban homesteading. That says we're going to identify federal property and provide lots for low-income citizens that they'll have for free, so long as they build a house on there with a mortgage.
Oh, my God. I just want to bang my head against a wall. I want to gouge my eyes out. I want to take a screwdriver and slam it into my thigh. This guy is this is unreal. This is beyond parody. What is amazing is even when the pig Nixon was in office, I still had respect for the office. You know what I'm saying? Huh? Even though he was continuing the murderizing of hundreds of thousands of Vietnamese and tens of thousands of American soldiers, I could still respect the office of the presidency. This Bush thug has got me, I don't know about you, it's got me to the point where I think we'd be better off, just get rid of it. Have a parliamentary form of government. Get rid of it. This is sickening. This man is sickening. It's disgusting. And how many times, you know, Bush is out there, that's a Habitat for Humanity, right? Right, Kathy? Working on a Habitat for Humanity house. How many times did the pig man belittle Carter in Habitat for Humanity? This filthy, filthy, dirty, degenerate talk show host, drug use and sentences made out to score street drugs for him, Limbaugh, who refers to Darren Kagan at CNN now as his mistress. Darren, you better break away from the pig man. Your ass is going to be fired, honey. You don't become the story when you work in news. Once you become the story, you're gone. How many times did the pig man bust up on the Habitat for Humanity, huh? And all these other right-wing pissants. And they're being sincere. What? Helping somebody else build a house? Oh, get out of here. Get out of here with that. That's not what compassionate conservatives do. No, hell no. We don't do that. We bring little Negro children around, rub their heads. That's what we do. That's how you know we're compassionate. We find ourselves just a terribly run-down school using 15-year-old textbooks. The toilets don't work. There's roaches and rats in the kitchen, but they're nice, cute little Negro children in there, so Laura and I go in there and rub their heads. Give me a dialing. Come on over here. I'm the President of the United States. What do you think of that? I'm going to grow up and beat your ass. That's what I think. Now, boy, don't talk like that. Secret Service will take care of you. Last one. Lauer tries to get one in edgewise here. He says a lot of criticism coming for your nominee for the Supreme Court, Harriet Myers, and it's coming from conservatives, people like Trent Lott and Pat Buchanan, George Will and Bill Kristol. Were you taken off guard a little bit, caught by surprise by the amount of criticism you're getting for Judge Myers?
I would remind those, one, that Harriet is an extraordinarily accomplished woman who has done a lot. As a matter of fact, she's consistently ranked as one of the top 50 women lawyers in the United States, that she's broken the glass ceiling. She served as a great example. She is a brilliant person. She's an extraordinary woman.
Can you think of any more adjectives there? Half-wit? Oh, she opines a lot. I know, that's a verb. You know what a verb is, George. That's like when you say, bring that little piccanini over here. Bring is the verb. Let me scratch his head. Scratch is the verb. Now, was Matt Lauer running one in on him there when he says, were you caught by surprise by the amount of criticism you're getting for Judge Myers? Did he say judge, Kathy? He said judge. She's never been a judge. She's a brilliant person, extraordinary woman, great example, accomplished. And she was my private lawyer. You got a problem with that, NBC boy? Now, let me go back to hammering. I got to go over here and smash my thumb so that later on today I can say, well, I bled a little bit for volunteerism today. Ain't I something, huh? You proud President of the United States? Ain't I something? Look here. I smashed my thumb. I can't ride a bicycle. I can't stay on a Segway. I can't hammer a nail. I'm a coward. I'm a liar, a cheat, a sneak, a failure. But bring me one of them little Negro children so I can scratch their head. You know, that keeps the haints away from you and you get three wishes. Good God Almighty. I don't want to politicize the hurricane rebuilding. Now let me get back to my hammering.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-888-293-WORD. That's 293-WORD. 1-888-293-WORD.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying?
louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The UN is appealing for more than $270 million to help the survivors of the 7.6 earthquake in northern Pakistan and India. Head of the UN agency dealing with the emergency, Yvette Stevens, says it's too early to fully assess the scale of the damage.
The damage has been widespread, and in terms of reconstruction, we would expect that the needs would be much, much greater.
Aid officials say they fear the death toll from the disaster could reach 40,000, a greater number than was lost in the Iranian city of Bam 2 years ago. Bad weather is hampering relief efforts in the region. Simon Pluis from the World Food Program says more than 90 tons of high-energy biscuits have already been flown to Peshawar, where food is urgently needed. President Bush has concluded his latest trip to the hurricane-ravaged Gulf Coast. Correspondent Terry Moore reports.
The president wrapped up his latest visit with a stop at Louisiana's Belle Chasse Naval Station.
We got a lot of work to do, and I'll be telling the people that I've had an honor to meet that out of this rubble is going to come some good. Out of the devastation is going to come new cities and new hope.
It was the president's eighth visit to the Gulf region since the barrage of criticism he received over the government's sluggish response to Hurricane Katrina. Earlier, he pounded some nails at a Habitat for Humanity reconstruction project in New Orleans. On NBC's Today show, Bush said the feds will not dictate to locals how to rebuild the Gulf Coast. Terry Moore reporting.
A Westchester, New York congresswoman says the federal government should not be taking any chances when it comes to the flu. Jennifer Pulsoni reports.
Westchester Congresswoman Nita Lowy says she wants to put the federal government on a higher state of readiness for the flu.
We must take steps now to brace ourselves for a possible outbreak.
She's backing a bill introduced in the Senate by Senator Barack Obama.
It will require the federal government to provide guidance and resources to states to prepare for and respond to a flu outbreak.
In the coming days, the Bush administration will announce its plan to prevent and contain a potential flu pandemic. Jennifer Pulsoni in New York.
A new survey shows many minority students in Florida don't know about the financial aid options available to them, and many don't go to college as a result. Larry Harris with Mason-Dixon Research says their poll revealed a fundamental lack of knowledge about scholarship opportunities.
95% of Hispanic and 80% of African American youth in Florida that did not attend college say that they would have been more, that they would be more likely to attend college if they knew about these financial aid opportunities.
Free guides about financial aid are available at SallieMaeFund.org. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com. go to mypc.com, click the Radio Learner link, promo America. Try Go to My PC free today.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03 and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Welcome back. It's about 7 minutes past the hour. Just another reminder, I'll not be here tomorrow night. Do you know who's substituting for us? You don't? I don't either. Is it a best of? Okay. Sorry. Those decisions are not made by me. Best of Malloy program tomorrow night. And then Wednesday morning, I'll be substituting for, I'm sorry, Thursday morning, I'll be substituting for Jerry Springer from 9 to noon Eastern time. And then our usual program Thursday night, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern time. So no live Malloy tomorrow night, but we'll be doing a doubleheader on Thursday. So tune in to your favorite Air America radio station. A lot of these stations, for whatever reason, mostly fear and loathing, don't carry my program. They're scared poopless. You know, they don't know what to do. It's on late at night in most time zones, but I get them so upset. You know, I'm the crazy person at Air America. So when I get a chance to do Springer's program, oh, that's so much fun. Because them, these toy radio stations that carry, you know, a real wiener like Ed Schultz or somebody, or who else? I'm sorry. If you love Ed Schultz, love him. I don't give a damn. Who else do they carry? Who's that guy, Lionel? Lionel. That sounds like a train set, right? And who's the other one?
Phil Hendry.
No, not Hendry. Combs. Alan Combs.
Alan Combs.
Right. So if anything to avoid carrying the Malloy program, because I scare the hell out of them. I don't know why. I just, you know, talk from the heart. There's nothing scary about what I do. So I'll be filling in for Springer tomorrow. Springer on the radio, as they say. I'm sorry, Thursday. Springer on the radio on Thursday. And I love doing that because it's always a surprise. Air America tries to let the affiliates know, you know, they send out these memos and say, attention affiliates, as you know, Jerry Springer will be off on Thursday or Tuesday, whatever it is, and we have, my mom is going to substitute. And they do it like that, my mom. You know, they try to blur it a little bit when they send out the memo. Who's going to substitute? My boy. So tune in Thursday. All right, let's do some phone calls here. I apologize again for the delay here. Randy is calling from Austin, Texas. Randy, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
It's great to talk to somebody that's multisyllabic.
Watch your language.
Able to say helicopter as opposed to chopper.
There you go.
When I called last week, there was a twofold reason. I was just trying to get in there, stick up for us conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
I said, you know, one man's conspiracy is another man's well-oiled machine.
That's right. It definitely is.
We're going to keep the wages low. Low. And another reason is that you seem to be a little down that particular night. You were talking about the times you've considered quitting talk radio.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna draft you in here like George Washington. You are the king of this. You uplift me. You help me to. I'm not the mainstream.
Yeah, I'm the wind beneath your wings, right?
Criminy, can't you dig up a better song than that? No, even your bumper music is good.
Yeah, well, thank you. Well,
what you do is edumacate us.
All right.
And I think it's a decent effort that we're making. You can't
do that on the radio, Randy.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry.
No, you can't do that. Now, I got to spank you, so that means I'm going to go to a different caller. And when you call back, it will let you back on, but just watch your language when you call back, okay? Okay. I understand the emotion, but you can't do that. It's not nice. Priscilla is calling from Montana. Hey, Priscilla, welcome to the program. Haven't heard from you
for a while.
Hey,
Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm great. You know, one of those sort of inky-dink things I was watching, I was flipping through channels last night and happened on that movie Wall Street. Do you remember with Michael Douglas with that dreadful hairdo with the more than little dabble, do you?
Right,
remember
right.
Remember him? And he's strutting up and down the aisle in this convention room at... Yeah.
I remember that. Greed is good speech.
Greed is good. And you know when this movie was made in 1987?
Right. Right at the heart of the Reagan.
Reagan, yeah.
Reagan and cocaine.
And we grew out of that. And I was watching this last night thinking, golly, we're right back in that nonsense.
I know.
And isn't that scary?
It is. It's utterly, absolutely frightening. And, you know, that movie Wall Street, don't you think that was, I've never been able to really get it straight in my mind whether or not that movie was sincere or a massive parody.
Well, I don't know. You know, Michael Douglas, I don't. Maybe it was a parody, but the fact is it was a sort of microcosmic view of the time.
It was, yeah.
And people were thinking, yeah, if we can put our money in the stock market, and they were beginning to E-Trade and beginning to get into gimme, 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 gimme. And they hadn't realized that the net effect of gimme was that we were all going to collectively suffer in a dreadful way.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought that was, ooh, God. And then I watched Bush this morning. Matt Lauer, this is the first time I've seen anybody on any of those awful morning talk shows confront anybody.
I know, Matt. Yeah, something's happening to some of the people in television. And I think Matt Lauer has probably just had a belly full. I don't know. I don't know why any any television personality or anchor person who gets a chance to question Bush doesn't question him as strongly or sarcastically or ironically as possible. And I'll tell you why. You know, a member of the White House press corps, they've got to be careful because their press pass can be pulled and then they're screwed. But when you have somebody like Matt Lauer or somebody on these morning shows, I don't care what network it is, they can get away with stuff that the White House press corps can't. And people inside the business know this.
Oh, you think?
Oh, you know, this is a given. This is understood. Wolf Blitzer, for example, could ask Bush questions that one of the reporters for CNN, John King, for example, could not ask. Because nobody's going to fire Wolf Blitzer. Nobody's going to fire Matt Lauer. Nobody's going to remove them, take away their press pass, because they don't have one. So when the Bush press people called the networks don't call him. The press people call the networks and they say, look, we're going to have the president down in Louisiana hammering nails into some stupid-ass drywall, and we'd like to get a little FaceTime for him on television. What about it, NBC? Can you put him on a little bit? And NBC producers then will say, okay, we'll put him on. We'll put him on with Matt Lauer. Now, Matt will probably ask some questions about the gig down there, but Matt will also ask some questions about this and about that. And then the press people for the president say, well, now we'd like to keep it focused on this tremendous effort that the president's making here to revitalize the Gulf. You see how this goes, Priscilla?
Yeah.
When Matt Lauer gets a little jiggy with the president, there's nothing anybody can do about it.
Especially when they're not in the White House.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Have you ever seen Jimmy Carter, who is really the Habitat guy? And we have a Habitat here in Helena, and we build houses for people. I mean, this guy's, what, 79?
Yeah, he works. He works.
He pounds nails. I mean, he didn't...
And he hauls 2x4s, and he helps put up walls, and he does wiring... I hear you. Priscilla, I got to leave you there. Thank you, dear. Thanks for checking in. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
A little black dress is always in style, except if you have dandruff. Because when you wear black, even a little dandruff shows.
That's why every day, more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue is doctor-recommended for flakes and itch. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Selsun Blue.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done.
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait.
Wow, the walls look brighter. The furniture looks fabulous. The colors are more vibrant.
That's Philips Natural Light at work. Philips Natural Light gives you remarkable light, bringing out the true colors in your decor. It's a makeover with a twist. See what's possible in your home with Philips Natural Light. Philips, sense and simplicity.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a home? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Flying monkey right blues. Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
I'm gonna leave the city, got to get away. All this fussing and fighting, man, you know I sure can't stay.
It's about 21 past the hour. What is this story that's making its way around the internet now? A poll by Ipsos? That the majority of Americans say that Bush, the majority of Americans says that Bush should be impeached if he lied about Iraq? Is this a recent poll? I thought there was a poll like this a couple of months ago that we kind of laughed at and poo-pooed and made fun of. If he lied about Iraq, who in this country now, today, right or left wing, Republican or Democrat, who believes that Bush told the truth? Who? I'm sure there must be a couple of jackasses out there, Republicans. I don't know where they live, in a group home maybe. But I'm sure there's some Republicans out there who believe that Bush told the truth. Which one was the truth? You little twitty lurkers who like to listen to this program don't have the courage to call. Can you tell our vast and erudite audience here what truth Bush used about Iraq? So the poll that, you know, I'm getting a lot of emails from people, I guess liberals or Democrats or well-meaning people, progressives, people who are grasping at straws here with this nonsense. But if 54%, 52% of the American public says, yeah, Bush should be impeached if he lied about Iraq. What the hell does that mean? Don't, if you're thinking about sending me that poll results, don't, please, okay? That's nonsense. It's utter nonsense. How can they ask a question like that? Why not ask this question? Bush lied. Should he be impeached? All right. Back to the phone calls. Mark is calling from San Francisco. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you, Mike, for having me on again.
Absolutely.
I was going to say that I was very impressed with what you were saying today about with the destruction of workers' retirement funds and lowering of their wages. And the facts that you brought out are just so impressive, because the problem is that they really are going for the meat of the working class of this country. They are tearing them apart, and they're taking it for their own individual benefit, to make a corporate feudal state, I'd say. That one of the problems that we have is that too many workers within unions, I've worked in unions for some time,
mm-hmm.
Allow the companies to control their pension funds. And I know out here, when I worked for the Hotel, Restaurant, and Bartenders Union, not only did we not have the company in control of that, but we didn't even let our international, which happened to be at the time very corrupt, and we kept it local, you know, and it gives you a little bit of a chance. But with this Republican government that we have right now, they are going to be chipping away at the American public unless they actually start to get smart. And the other thing that I wanted to say...
Wait a minute. What do you mean about... how do they get smart?
What does it take for the American working class to get smart?
Right.
They have to really realize that the phony issues such as abortion have got to go by the wayside.
You know, okay, now wait. Let me. I want to talk with you about this just a little bit here, Mark. I don't have a lot of faith in the American public for the most part. I've said many times. I think we're the most ignorant, politically ignorant population of dunces.
You're correct.
Okay, so what happens? It's intriguing to me what you're saying, because once the American public wakes up to the screwing that they're getting, what do you suppose they're going to do? Vote the bastards out of office? How are they going to do that? Let me suggest something. If the American public ever really wakes up to what has happened since Reagan won the presidency, if the American public ever wakes up, they're not going to vote. They're not going to write to their members of Congress. They're going to arm themselves and go into the streets. That's how bad it is. That's what these right-wing bastards have done to this country. So I don't want to pee on your parade or anything here.
Oh no, you're not.
When will the American public wake up in the first place? I don't know that they ever will, Mark. We are a bunch of dumb sheep. We just sit around, oh, they took my pension. Oh, they took my job. Oh, they took my dad's pension. Well, I don't care. I don't want a pension. I'm going to work in computers. I'm going to make millions. I'm going to invest in the stock market. Hold on a second. I'll come back to you, Mark. I got a break here. I'll come back after the break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Sometimes need to paint our homes. The pressures are incredible and no one seems to care. Dig from Malaysia to Mexico. At that rate, pretty soon there'll be no place for us to go.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
I'm a hypocrite. No, I'm not a vegetarian that wears leather shoes. You see, I used to smoke pot.
And when I found Pot in my kid's room, I confronted him about it. It would have been easier to look the other way and not feel like a hypocrite. But I'm his dad, and he's not allowed to smoke pot, period. It might be hard, but to help your kid with their problem, first you have to get over yours.
Action. The anti-drug.
Hypocritical? Yeah, that's me.
For more information, visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800, sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Last week, the Republican Senate made one of the only honorable decisions we've seen from them this term. It voted to ban the cruel, inhumane, or degrading treatment of any military detainee. They were led by Republican John McCain, but a full 90% of senators, Dems, and Republicans voted for the bill. So why did the Senate finally take the right stand? Cynics said it's because senators knew the bill had no future from the beginning. Our compassionate leader Bush has promised a veto from the start, but it may also be because reports from international organizations like Human Rights Watch are finally making an impact. In the hardball calculus of Washington, either way, John McCain wins. This allows him to play the good guy against Bush's increasingly indefensible pro-torture position. It's a good stand for a 2008 presidential hopeful, especially a quote-unquote straight-talking maverick. Even liberals love it when McCain talks tough to them. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
We're talking with Paul Daw from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And you're giving away free copies of this thing?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
She was plenty bright. She just didn't kind of opine about things. She actually led. People are quick to opine.
Oh, my God. All right, back to Mark in San Francisco.
Yeah,
now, the last thing I suggest to Mark is the American public, if they ever wake up to the scam that's been perpetrated against them, since 1980, there will be revolution.
Mike, you are very, very on the mark on this. One of the things that I really like about what you state on your show, and I only hear it basically on with Pat Panettone also, and that is that you really got to make Americans take responsibility for these actions that they've been doing lately politically. And you got to hold their feet to the fire. Look, they've made some really bad mistakes, as we see, by allowing these crypto fascists and everybody else to get in there. And we really have to get to the point where the people see to wake up, sheeple. But you're right about the fact of revolution in this respect in particular. What we need to start doing now is more direct action against the policies and the actions of our government. Because, two reasons. First of all, well, we've lost, for right now, the Congress and of course, the administration. But also that we've lost our ability to vote fairly.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it's one thing to screw with the economy. It's something else again to impose a sick, perverted form of fake Christianity on everybody. It's something else again. To drive the jobs out of the country, to destroy the environment, to turn the company over to corporations. But it's something else again to say to the American public, we're going to continue the charade of voting. We're going to make you think you're voting when you
right.
walk in and press
and
on
not.
The screen, and you're not. And at that point, if the American public doesn't go into open rebellion, I don't know what it would take. I have no idea. Now, having said that, let me add this. I honestly don't believe that the American public will ever go into open rebellion. We are not Ukrainians. We are not Yugoslavians. We are not, we're not used to that. We're used to being sheep. We're so used to being sheep.
That's true.
And we don't have... There's hundreds of millions, well, tens of millions of us who don't have the mental acuity or gymnastics to say, you know, they have taken everything, I'm going to take it back. How many people understand what Jefferson said? Jefferson sounded like Mao or some kind of a radical left-wing revolutionary, which
yeah,
is what
did.
He was, when he said the tree of liberty has to be... watered now and again with the
That's
blood
right.
of tyrants and patriots.
Revolution.
Right. So, and this was a guy who was leading a revolution. So, hey, listen, Mark, I got to move on. I hear
really?
What you say,
Thanks
and
I'm talking to me.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you checking in. Gene is calling from Providence, Rhode Island. I believe is that right, Gene? Providence, Rhode Island.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, welcome.
Michael Malloy. It's all my pleasure and privilege. Hey, the factory's on around. Because it's much cheaper down some South American town where the workers work almost for nothing.
Right, right.
But I had one of those jobs. Now, I don't know if you know anything about factories. I don't know if you've been in one or the mills down there, which we don't have up here. We have jewelry. But these things, robotics, it's a wonder.
Right.
It's a wonder. You've got to see it to believe it.
Right.
And I had one of those jobs in the late 60s and 70s. I was making $4 an hour when it was $1 an hour minimum wage. Yeah. And I was on top of the world. And I'm not bragging, but I was coordinated. I was always an athlete, physically able, and people couldn't do what I did. I worked for Goodyear Tire and Rubber. I made bicycle tires. I made 600 a day. And people were coming in there making 200 or 300, and out they'd go. Mm-hmm. And it was incredible work, and it was incredible pay. You could pay a mortgage, you could raise a family. And it's too bad that they're not still here. And they pulled the rug out from under me. I said, I don't know where they went. I don't know if they went south or overseas. And I never did so well in all my life. I never did as well. I got right. seasonal jobs. I got driving movies, the golfing driving range, amusement parks. You know, you got these billionaires like Gates, you know, and these things are being pulled out from under us, too, especially the kids that are going to college that need summer jobs. Why they can't drive? Do you have drive-ins down in Atlanta, driving movies?
We still have one here.
One, okay. See, yeah. They're all gone. And a guy like Gates, who, God bless him, he gives to charity. But a guy like Gates won't pour money into these losing businesses that just keep, you know, lose some money and keep them. I mean, these were nice, you know.
Yeah.
And but I'll tell you, now that I look back at it, the old timers at the factory, all they did was say, I did what I had to do. I did what I had to do. I paid the mortgage and raised the kids. And it was like they never knew what they were doing until retirement came around. Then they realized what they did all their lives and whether it was worth it or not. And that's real exploitation. And the seasonal jobs I had, even worse. The old timers just they left me here. All I can do is pay the rent. And when the job is gone, I don't think I'll be able to pay the rent on Social Security. These people were very upset, and they obviously didn't know what they were doing. And that's real exploitation.
Well, the thing that bothers me, Gene, is that so many people who devoted so much of the limited time that they have breathing, being alive, devoted so much time, 40, 50, 60 hours a week for 30, 40, 50 years into a corporation.
Right.
And it's a deal with the devil to begin with. But,
yeah.
And then to see everything that they were promised taken away from them. You know, to me, that's reason to do something that I can't say on the radio.
Well,
Gene, I got to leave it there, pal. I need to move on here. I hear what you're saying, and I do appreciate your call, okay?
Thank you, Michael.
All right, sir. You take care. That's the part that, you know, going back to the Lordstown syndrome that we talked about earlier, Lordstown, Ohio, the Chevy Vega plant there, What the sociologists or the behavioral psychologists discovered back in the 70s, or was it early 80s? I think it was the late 70s. How that type of repetitious assembly line work has the net effect of just deadening everything about, you know, everything that 5 million years of evolution allegedly put into human beings, you know, creativity, wonder, excitement, determination, drive, expectation, spirituality, all of the stuff that developed in human beings as a result of all those years of millennia of doing the things that an evolving human being did. And to what end? To walk into an assembly plant and shut the door and not come out for 40 years? Now, some people had to make that deal. And God bless them. Because they had a spouse, they had children. And what did the factories do? What did the corporations do? They just pissed all over people who were willing to make that kind of a deal. Who were willing to say, look, I got a family. And I want my kids, and I want my spouse, and I want my grandchildren to have better than me. So I'm going to make this bargain. No, I don't have money to go get a college degree. No, I don't have money to open my own business. I'm going to make this bargain. I'm going to make it with corporate America. I'm going to make it with my union. I'm going to make it with whoever I have to make it with, because, you know, I'm an American. I'm a voter. I'm a citizen. I'm responsible. And then to have it all just shoved in their faces. That's the part that is infuriating. How many American workers, not European workers, how many American workers have just busted their hump doing that kind of work year after year after year and getting maybe 2 weeks off and seven holidays? Maybe not even 2 weeks, maybe 1 week. Constantly, over and over and over and over again, waiting for that day. Okay, I'll put in my 35 years. I'll only be 55, 58, 60 when I get out of here. I still got some years left, right? Huh? I'll be okay. And I'll do this. I'll cut my deal. I'll make my bargain. You know, I think about the money going into the pension fund. I'll think about the health insurance I'll have. I'll think about the savings I can put away so my kids can go to college so they don't have to do this. And then corporate America says, ah, screw you. We're sending your job to China. To hell with you, you freak. We got you. Your job's going to Korea. Your job's going to the Philippines. Your job is going to Mexico. Now get out of my face, sucker.
But until that morning, they're gonna work you for peanuts. Hush, little baby.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
The man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
About 9 before the hour, thanks to the usual crew of reprobates to help put this program together. Justin Yuen and Jason Isaac in New York. D. Neal, also in New York, answered your phone calls. Thanks, everybody. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Ben Birch, White Rose Society, Mark Marshall, our webmaster, and Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. And, of course, she who must be obeyed, Catherine Bay, our executive producer. Thanks to everybody for your underpaid, overworked assistance tonight. Edie is calling from Atlanta. Hey, Edie, welcome to the program. I see you finally got through. Good for you.
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Michael. It's just so good to get to speak to you again, and I emailed you about what I've been ranting and raving about all evening. I caught it on the news. Remax and Coldwell Bankers have been caught in the act of housing discrimination. You know, the Fair Housing Alliance sent in undercover couples, black and white.
Yeah.
White couples got all the choice sites.
Nothing new there.
You know, but a friend of ours happened to be here. Our friend who happens to be black. I told you about him. He went to New Orleans looking for his extended family after Katrina, way back, and. He saw the same broadcast I did, and he just shook his head. He was laughing at me because I was so pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
And he just said, well, some things never change.
That's right.
It just breaks your heart. What country are we living in?
I'm not sure anymore.
Me either. Well, good night.
Okay, thanks for checking in, Edie. Have a nice evening. Let me see. Who shall we put in the barrel next? How about Carol, who's calling from Atlanta? Carol, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. We love you in Atlanta.
Hey, thank you, Carol.
I got one brief one that's away from the subject, but another that's directly related.
Okay.
Well, let me do with the one that's related first. No one talks about the fact that Colin Powell showed us charts where all the weapons of mass destruction were. It's like, once they admitted there were none, that fact just faded to black. I want you to touch on that in a second. But the other thing is, what's become of the investigation into the death of Commerce Secretary Ron Brown?
I don't know. I didn't know there was. I thought that was all wrapped up a decade ago. He was in a plane that crashed in...
Right.
End of story. Now, I know a lot of right-wingers tried to make it look like he'd been shot in the top of the head or something, which was nonsense. He was unfortunate enough, and I hate to use that term, but I don't know what else to use, to be on an airplane that crashed. And he happened to be one of the people who died, along with several others. I don't think there's any there. I don't think it was... a weird situation. If I remember right, he was flying on a state-owned airline. He wasn't flying on a U.S. military plane or a U.S. government plane, I don't believe. I think he was flying on some state-owned airline of some country and either...
Well, you remember the air traffic controller who would have had direct knowledge of that was also... shot and killed shortly after that crash. So.
Well, I don't know anything about that. I just know that he crashed. I thought he crashed in Liberia or Nigeria, some country in on the African continent. If I've got it all screwed up, then it was someplace in one of the former Soviet republics. I don't remember, but I do.
Okay, how about the charts? How about the maps?
Well, Colin Powell's maps. Some lion dog put that together. Somebody said, here, Colin, take these into the United Nations and show everybody, do like they used to do in Sunday school, you know, with the charts and the little cloth figures. Do you remember those?
Absolutely.
Do you remember that, Carol? They would have the little cloth figures on the cloth board. Man, that's going back some time. You better watch out. You're giving away your age.
Well, you know, I think it's ironic that, you know, here he went before the UN and showed us, encircled in red, mm-hmm. exactly where the WMDs were.
Right.
So if they're talking about impeaching Bush, it seems to me that they would want to look to him as well because he showed us where they were.
Well, Colin Powell could always make the claim, and maybe legitimate, that, you know, this was the information that was given to him. I don't know anymore. I really don't. Colin Powell is not a stupid man, and I don't know what happened. I don't know if he made a deal with some kind of demon. I have no idea, but you saw what happened when that first term was over. Colin Powell said, adios, I'm out of here. Because A, you people are crazy. B, you people are crazy.
I still think they should revisit the chart issue altogether just because, you know, I don't think it's right that it's just dismissed to say there are none.
I know.
When they specifically show the world where they were.
I know. It's amazing to me that there hasn't been an impeachment hearing by the House Judiciary Committee where articles of impeachment at least were debated. This Bush-Cheney... and they're the ones who would have to be impeached, I think. But the Bush and Cheney, they have done more destruction to this country internally and this country's reputation and our ability to carry on normal relations with country after country around the planet. They have done more damage to us than any two so-called executives I can think of in my lifetime. Carol, I got to leave it there. Thanks for checking
in.
All right, you have a nice evening. And thanks to everybody who participated in the program tonight, however you did that, even you little Twitty lurkers, you little right-wing, you know who you are. We'll be off tomorrow night, going to be a rerun, and I'll be doing Jerry Springer on Thursday, so hope you're going to join me. If not, join me Thursday night, okay? Have a nice evening. Take care. Watch your back, all right? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done!
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait.
Wow, everything's brighter. The room feels more elegant.
That's Philips Halogena at work. Halogena's bright white light lets you focus light for dramatic effects. And because it's dimmable, it's perfect for decorative light fixtures. See what's possible in your home with Philips Halogena. Philips, sense and simplicity. Look for all the Philips Halogena products at the Home Depot.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important.